might, it's a big week for the franchise because you said goodbye to a player who meant a lot to Detroit and to Hockey Town, and Chris Osgood, a goalie who meant a lot for the team's development to get over that hump and to become a perennial Stanley Cup contender. Just talk about what Ozzy did for you in that locker room, in that dressing room on the ice to make Detroit what it is.
Well, I think the first thing, obviously, anytime you've won 400-plus games and you've won three Stanley Cups, you've been an unbelievable competitor. And then, you know, he's been a better, well, I think the real measure, he's been a great husband and father, and but an unbelievable teammate. And guys who win and consistently win obviously have something special. And we're excited to have Ozzy joining us on our coaching staff. He's going to help out on the farm, and we've got some goaltending that needs to be developed, and he'll be a big part of our organization going forward. But we wish him and his family well with the new chapter.
And as you know, Mike, being a goalie in Detroit is different than a lot of cities in the NHL. It's not easy on them, and the media and the fans can be tough on the goalie, so it takes a certain mental toughness to persevere and be a champion. And I think the organization will like to lean on him sometimes in the continuing development of Jimmy Howard.
Well, I think he's been a huge part of that, and there's no question about it. I think even this year when we're signing Conklin and McDonald, you're thinking about Howard and how that's going to help his development. I think it's real important to have the right people with your guys, and so Ozzy's been excellent at that. And that's, we got a kid that we drafted a few years back named McCollum. Things haven't gone as good for him in pro as we anticipated, and I think Ozzy should be able to really help him out as well. And because of his relationship with Jim Bedard, our goaltending coach, I think we're going to end up with a real good tandem that can help development of these young goaltenders.
So Jimmy Howard's your starter at camp. Is it a battle between Conklin and McDonald to see who the backup will be?
Yeah, there's no question about that. Those things get worked out. Those guys figure those things out for themselves, and we just watch. But Howie's our guy, and we really think he's taken some steps for us, improved, and given us real top-notch goaltending. You know, obviously, we're like everyone else in the West, is you're going to have to get started on time and you find a way to make the playoffs, and anything can happen. But the West is very tight, and you need solid goaltending.
So many teams did so many big things when the beginning of free agency kicked in, Mike. The one thing Detroit did that wasn't a big splashy player from another team, but re-signing and making sure he came back for another year, that's Nick Lidstrom. And that's one of the more significant moves of the offseason, as far as I can see.
Well, for us it was, obviously, is we're in a situation that we needed Nick to come back. We think we got a lot of guys right in their prime. And we got some young D-men, Smith kid, Kendall, that we think have a chance to be good players. When you get to be around Nick Lidstrom every day, I think that's obviously real beneficial to you. And so, you know, he's been a great pro. We need Cromwell to take a huge step for sure. But obviously adding White and Commodore has given us more depth there on the back end. And we look to be a better team this year coming up.
Joined by Mike Babcock, the head coach of the Detroit Red Wings. And Mike, when you have your off season and spending time in Saskatoon and just reflecting by the lake, do you find your mind going over the lineup in camp and guys you're expecting to take a step up and thinking about what's going to happen in September?
Well, there's no question about it. I think more so this year, just because Paul McLean has moved on as an assistant coach and gone in to be the head coach in Ottawa, and then Brad McCrimmon's moved on to coach in the Russian League as a head coach. So I spent a ton of time acquiring new staff, and with the new staff we decided to go with is much more youth, a different kind of look. And so as a group, we're going to spend more time because you're trying to get everybody up to speed. Actually, we're going to end up at the World Junior Camp in Canada there and spend some time together and try to understand what makes each other tick and get going. But we're also looking to change things. I've been in Detroit 6 years now, and you're always trying to change and get better. And if you don't do that, players get pretty bored pretty quick. So I think this summer, more so than ever, not only are you going through the lineup, but you're going through duties of your coaching staff and trying to evolve and trying to figure out a way to get better.
As part of that getting better, Mike, too, is making sure the youth and the young talent in the system developing and is able to take that step to become regular everyday contributors with the team?
Well, that's a big part, obviously. There's no question about it. In Detroit, we've always had guys. We've been able to keep our young guys in the minors a little longer, so you know, they're ready to go. In saying that, we're hopeful that Mursak's going to take a step and make our club. We're hopeful Emerton's going to make our club. We had Kendall make our club last year. Maybe Smith can make it. So we got some youth. In saying all that, the only way they make the club is if they make the club. And so that's up to them. The thing about the NHL training camp and the way we do it in Detroit, it goes on for these months. And the fact that you have all these exhibition games, we give our guys good opportunity to try and play. And yet, if they're not good enough, they're not playing. That's just the way it is. So we're about winning games and getting off to a good start, and your team has to be ready. And so obviously preparation in the summer is a key.
And before we wrap up here, Mike, have you heard any word from Mike Commodore? Will he wear number 64 this year?
You know, that's between him and the trainers. I have no idea what number the guy's going to wear. I had a good conversation. We're excited to have him. We think he can make us better just because he gives us a hard guy who can cross-check people, clear out the front line, that play a simple game. And, you know, he's a guy who wants to get his career back going in the right direction. He had it really going for a period of time, and it's got off kilter the last couple of years. So we're excited to have him. I think he's excited to be a Red Wing.